Hare Krishna. This year, I will try to fulfill a dream which I always had. The dream to narrate the entire Damodar Leela here at Giri Govardhan. I was hesitant at first. We all know that the Damodar Leela takes part in the months of Kartik, but the Govardhan retreat is outside of the month of Kartik. And my hesitancy to take this Leela away from or out of the time context betrayed my ignorance of the Leela. I thought, yeah, this is what we do in the month of Kartik. We offer a light to Damodar. We read the translations of the Damodar Ashtakam. For the month of Kartik, this is good. But outside of the Kartik months, there are other pastimes also there. But as I felt more and more attraction to the Damodar Leela, this concept was put aside and another understanding replaced it. This Leela has a message. The message is very clearly that Krishna, the Ishvara, that means the supreme controller, becomes bound by love. And that's an ongoing pastime that immediately erupts any and every time frame and is at once relevant to all of us. Learned Vaishnavas have declared that because of its special potency to attract Krishna, devotees would do well to sing Sri Damodar Ashtakam not only in the month of Kartik, but all year round. This is the prayer which we sing, compulsory, with the offering of light throughout the month of Kartik. And it is said in the Kartik Mahatmyam, someone who does not do this, he really makes a great mistake. I don't want to tell you about the very graphic and motivating language of the Shastras, which want to tell us, do this, do this, do this, do this. And Srila Prabhupada had instituted this in our ISKCON movement. Every evening he had said we should go during the month of Kartik with a lamp and offer it to Lord Damodar. Why? Because this pastime spells out this amazing, amazing fact that Krishna becomes just subdued by love. In the Damodar Ashtakam, this prayer which we are supposed to sing, it says, Namam Ishvaram, to the Supreme Controller, who has a form of eternity, knowledge and bliss, I offer this respectful obeisances in this prayer. And then the poet continues. He says, he has dazzling earrings which which shake, which move back and forth and illuminate his cheeks. Why? Because he's in a hurry. He has to run out of fear. Of Mother Yashoda, who after great effort finally is able to catch him. It's a very loving pastime. Krishna, who is described as the Ishvara, has to run away from his mother, who tries as a pedagogical measure to chastise him, because she thinks this boy steals now butter. When he grows up, he will be a notorious criminal who will start to steal oxen carts and other such valuable items. So he needs to be corrected. Consider this. He is Ishvara. Ishvara means three things according to Sanatana Goswami. It means, first of all, the Lord who has all potencies to manifest this world, to manifest the spiritual world, to manifest all of us, and all the different regulatory potencies which regulate these three tattvas. This means Ishvara, the Lord who's full of potency. The second meaning is the only Lord of the universe, the only God of the universe, that is Ishvara. And the third meaning is a little bit more, let me say, close to the heart of the devotees, my only Lord and Master. He runs and runs so much that his earrings create a splendor, an explosion of light on his beautiful cheeks out of fear. And then the poet says about this Leela, Iti Driksva Leela Bi Ananda Kunde. Through his childhood pastimes, Krishna immerses his own people in pools of ecstasy. Krishna grabs them, the Brijabasis. Here, you see me running away from Mother Yashoda. They laugh, and then they're so, it's so blissful for them, and they are drowning in a pool of ecstasy, ecstasy kunda. Once I was in Mayapur, and there was a greedy Mataji who wanted to drink all the time sugarcane juice. And then one day we were on Parikrama. That was when there were not so many people, and she became so greedy that she went to where the juice was, and somehow fell into the juice out of losing the balance due to the influence of extreme urgent desires. We asked her later, how was it? And she said, ecstatic! So Krishna, with his sweet pastimes, takes his own people and drowns them into pools of ecstasy. And in this way, he wants to reveal to devotees who worship him in majesty, in Aishwarya, and with some distance, that his heart can only be conquered by devotees steeped in spontaneous love. That what I want to get at is this Leela spells out a lesson throughout all the episodes, that our Lord is a loving Lord. He is controlled by love only, and that's all he really cares about. After the Leela is over, Navavrinda, a divine goddess, goes to Krishna. And he she asks a question to Krishna. You know, you were bound by your mother at the mortar, Krishna, the grinding mortar. And then you liberated two cursed devatas who were standing as tall Arjuna trees. You delivered them by breaking the trees and in this way, liberating them from their curse. They came out as shining beings and so on. Should at that time Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, these two devatas, not have shown some courtesy, some gratitude? Should they not have untied you from your own bondage as a simple return, a gentlemanly gesture that they had been delivered? Now they should help you to become free. Should that not be the normal course of their gratitude? And Krishna says, no. No, you don't understand. This is not possible. The rope with which I was bound was a rope which even I could not have cut. It was the rope of love, the love of my mother. When I can't cut such a bond by which I'm bound, how can insignificant devatas cut it? So they did well in respecting that rope and leaving me a person bound by love. This is the Damodar Leela. Krishna is later reflecting about this fact that he was bound around the belly. He said, my mother wanted to bind me, but she could not. Because whatever measure of rope she brought, and it was always two fingers too short. We all know Mother Yashoda, finally, when all the ropes in her own household were used by being tied to each other, she went asking for ropes to all the households of Braj and made a long rope, maybe five times around a football field, so long, or longer. But it remained two fingers too short. Krishna is thinking. So at the same time, says Krishna, I was wearing my black kinkini thread, which belts. You know, little boys in Braj, you have seen, they have a black belt and a black rope around their bellies, and there are some bells there, and otherwise, they are dressed by the four directions. So at the same time, I was wearing my black kinkini thread, which belts. That belt was not too short, because I chose to wear it. I was covered by that belt, but at the same time, I could not be covered by all the ropes and brach, because I didn't want. But finally Krishna saw his mother Yashoda, who was thinking, if I don't bind him, nothing good will come out of him. And she ran, and with great parishrama effort, then Krishna said, I should let her bind me. This is love, and I always surrender to the love of my devotees. This is one of the lessons of the Radha Damodar, of the Damodar Leela, which I hope to display or show before you. Because, my dear devotees, we have to learn to bring our love to Krishna. It's called loving devotional service. And we only can learn this by seeing, first of all, the role models of those who really love Krishna. And then as we see this and hear about this, we will get an understanding what love of Godhead means. After all, this movement is all about that, no? Love of Godhead, so on. And Prabhupada writes about this. The Vrindavan Vasis, Mother Yashoda, Krishna's friends and Krishna's conjugal lovers, the younger gopis with whom he dances, have very intimate relationships with Krishna. And if one follows in the footsteps of these devotees, Krishna is available. If those engaged in sadhana follow in the footsteps of Krishna's Nitya Siddha associates, such sadhana followers also can easily attain Krishna without difficulty. My dear devotees, ultimately Krishna consciousness is a school, a life school for developing bhakti, devotional feelings to Krishna. These devotional feelings are ultimately meant to totally occupy us, just like a bee who only wants to drink honey. A devotee should think only of Krishna in that same mood, like a chakora bird. These are mystical moon birds who somehow get energized and vitalized by drinking the moon rays or ingesting the moon rays in some ways. Just like these chakora birds, they look only to the moon for nourishment. We also have to become ekanti bhaktas, just fixed on Krishna with deep devotional feelings. Or like a chaste wife whose husband is away, only looks for her husband and is totally occupied with her husband in the mind. In that same way, the devotee has to learn to become absorbed in Krishna. It's a school where we train our feelings, the devotional school of bhakti. Now, Prabhupada chose as his place of residence. Time is up.
No, I didn't say anything.
But you pulled at my new jacket.
It's so nice.
So my time is up. Our jacket puller is indicating this.
Now they're all going to become angry at me.
No. I will just end. Prabhupada stayed at the Radha Damodar temple, and he spoke about this. He said, I eternally reside in my rooms at the Radha Damodar temple. It seems to be so important that he chose it as his place of residence. He said, those who stay there in the temple, Radha Damodar, will realize that those acharyas are still living there. Rupa Goswami's bhajan kutiya is there, one of his, and samadhi is there. This environment gives us a high taste of consciousness. Radha Damodar is there, and the great acharya samadhis are there. There cannot be any other better place to live than at Radha Damodar. This corner at the Radha Damodar temple is just like the hub of the wheel of the spiritual world. Do you know what a hub is? That middle thing which rests on the axle? So he said this is the hub of the wheel of the spiritual world. It is the center. And similarly, this Leela of Lord Damodar, who is captured by love, the love of his mother Yashoda, the love of Radharani, the love of all the devotees, is an entry into the world of bhakti. So I invite all of you to listen to this katha with your two ears wide open, because you will understand how Krishna has given many hidden teachings in this Leela. One of them is how to obtain him. So I beg you all to bless me. It is not an easy task because I have so many notes, and as Bhurijan Prabhu has indicated, so little time. So somehow the magical feat is possible by the blessings of the Vaishnavas, hopefully. Thank you very, very much.
I thought of a way to resolve this dilemma.
How?
You should chant Krishna's holy names.
When?
Now.
Because everything is in the holy name. Yes. Okay. So we will end now with a small kirtan.
Yeah.
We are in perfect time. We are 20 minutes too early. 25 minutes too early. So that is a record. So we will chant just very briefly, and then our Prashanta, who's yes there, will give us orientation about how the retreat will be run, where is what, and everything you need to know about this. But now it's difficult, isn't it? Except for mine, all this is very attractive, what you have all presented. And I'm just, Krishna, yes, I need to come to everything. But then is another dilemma. Hare Krishna.